What's up, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of Otaku Outcast. I'm your host, Alex. With me, I got your other co-host, Brian and Josie. How are you guys doing?
Good,
I'm good.
good.
Damn.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
That was my first time.
That's A1.
I was nervous, but I think I
A1,
got
A1.
it.
Yeah, that was his first time, like if he wasn't practicing before, you know.
Yeah. I was put on
All
the spot, but it's cool. I think I got it.
right, guys. How was your week?
Not much, played a little Overwatch.
Mine was chill. It went by really fast, actually.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Man,
What about yours?
I had a very good week. big ups to Real Madrid, man, this is a really good week for manga, honestly.
Yeah. That's a
Really
shit
good
ended.
week. I have a lot of headcanons and a lot of agendas, and this week was amazing for it. Seriously. Man. Roof piece, goat piece. One piece was amazing. Dr. Stone was pretty good. Really, really excited. That's probably the best Dr. Stone chapter in like a long time. Two weeks ago, I saw the Fate trilogy. Fucking amazing.
2 weeks ago, I thought it was a week.
No, I saw it. Well, yeah, I guess it, I guess nah, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, because weren't you talking about it last week?
Yeah, on last week's episode.
Yeah, so you watched. It's been a week. Because you saw it like Friday, no? Or Saturday. Yeah, last week's
Oh
Saturday.
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's
All
been a
right,
week.
five. Bro, you're so fucking like numbers, bro. You gotta be.
I need dates. I need numbers. We need
Oh my
everything.
God, bro.
Need the
All right.
facts.
We need the facts.
A week ago, I saw the Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel trilogy. It was fucking amazing. It was 10 out of 10. Really good. Fucking seriously, like that last Saber versus Rider fight was so unnecessarily beautiful. Like the animation on that was insane. Like they did not have to go that hard, and they fucking went there and even beyond. Like really good fucking fight scene. What else? What else? Oh man. I didn't watch much anime, if any at all, actually, to be honest. I gotta watch the My Hero. Oh, I watched the One Piece episode, consistently. This is the end of Roger's adventure. It's pretty good. What about you, Brian? Would you read, watch?
Read, I just read Beelzebub. Fucking been reading Dr. Stone, One Piece, the last chapter of AOT. I gotta go look through my shit because I know sometimes I do read a lot. Beelzebub. I don't think I read too much Ozaki, Kaguya, Rent a Girlfriend, My Hero. Yeah, I read quite a couple of things, dude.
That's good to hear, bro. So I assume you have a lot to talk about.
Well, we're gonna. Yeah, we could talk about a few things. Anime-wise, I haven't seen anything this season yet. So, but I think there are a few things that have caught my eye. Like, obviously, it's gonna be My Hero. Fruits Basket, obviously. I want to see what's up with Tokyo Revengers. Lots of people have talked about it before
Oh,
it got
yeah, you're
anime.
right.
Before it got anime, manga wise, they were talking about it. I had saved it, and I was like, I don't know what this is about, but I'll see what's up with that. I think that there's also this one where it's like the tag type of professional game. I forgot what it's called. There's an actual name for it. It's just I don't know how to pronounce it, or and I don't know how to. I
Professional
don't know.
tag?
Yeah, it's like a professional tag type of style.
Well, professional tag is like a sport.
Like, no, but there's a specific name for it. It's not even tag. Actually, it's something else. It's like it. It's just I don't
oh,
remember.
so, oh no, I'm just saying because like professional tag is a thing, and that's what it's called. So I don't know if you're talking about professional tag. It's
No.
where, it's so it's not like where there's an obstacle course and you have to like go
No.
through it.
No. It's kind of like five people. I don't know the numbers of as each side has like, let's say right now five people and one person goes to the other side and the other people try to circle him and try to grab him and keep him on his side so that equals to a point is what I'm guessing. Like I've only seen like a little bit of the game, Matt, so I can't really say like a lot either.
Oh, okay. No, actually, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what
Yeah.
the fuck you're talking about.
I don't really know the name of the game, but it looked kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie. So I probably want to watch that. Anime wise, what else? What else is there? Higeo, Soru, I shaved and I came back with a high school girl or something like that. I want to see what's up with that.
What?
I don't know. It's weird. I want to see what happens.
Can you repeat the name of that?
I shaved and I came back with a high school girl. Like I've read about it. Nothing weird happens. It's just that it's like a girl is running away from her house and she basically needs help and the guy takes her in and like he doesn't really do anything to her. He's just
Oh,
like
it's
taking care of her,
oh,
yeah.
you're talking, no, you're talking about a high school runaway.
Yeah, high school runaway.
Okay,
And
I know what you're talking about.
yeah, there's like a lot of things. And then I think yeah, maybe how to not summon a demon lord. I think I might see that too. Oh, I forgot Iruma Kun's second season is this year.
Yep, that's right.
It's gonna start next Saturday. Yeah. There's a few things. Hopefully I can watch them all.
Damn, it sounds like you're gonna have like one hella fucking busy season.
Yeah, hopefully I could watch them all, you know.
It's all coming out this season?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Damn. I don't really have that much that I'm interested in this season. So on anything, I'm probably gonna use this season to catch up on other series, or I'm gonna just pick one out of random and hope for the best.
You're not gonna pick one random. I already told you which one to watch.
Oh, really? Which one?
Fruits Basket.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know what? I'll watch Fruits Basket when you watch Amagami SS.
I'm gonna start this week.
All right. Damn, you really want me to
Yeah,
watch
you
Fruits
called your
Basket?
bluff, bro. Nah, I was like, fuck, finally, I'm gonna start it this week. I have it, might as well.
Guys, everyone, go check out Amagami SS. It's amazing. It is probably one of the best harems I've ever watched.
What about
You're gonna
you?
like it, Brian, and you're gonna be like, fuck.
What about you, Alex? You gonna watch anything this season? Anything caught your eye?
Well, the My Hero. I know it started yesterday, right? Saturday?
I thought it started last week, no?
It started 2 weeks
No
ago.
way. For real?
Yeah, it's been out for a while
Holy
already.
shit.
Yeah. Episode 3 dropped yesterday.
Oh man. Hey, well, that's even better because I got something to watch now.
But usually the first episode is like a recap.
Yeah. They go
I
over
hate.
everyone's like powers, their quirks and
Yeah.
stuff.
I hate that My Hero does that. I seriously do. I find it so annoying.
Yeah. It's like
But
if people forget what their quirks were.
yeah, exactly, bro. I don't know what's wrong with them.
No.
They're
I
ridiculous.
forget the frog girl's fucking quirk. That she looks like a frog, but like I
Isn't it
forget her quirk.
just frog? Or is
That
that
is your quirk, bro.
Yes, Poppy.
Yes.
Yeah, her quirk is frog. I need a reminder that she's a frog,
She's a
right? I need
frog.
it every season.
Bro, what about the invisible girl, bro?
Oh, that's right. I need her too. How else am I gonna know?
It's such a like well thought fucking quirk, bro, that I forget. Like I seriously forget I'm a fucking what it is.
Masterclass. That's OP right there.
Alex, you're gonna watch Fruits Basket tonight, all
All right, fuck
right?
it.
All right.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, you could go to Mal and look up seasonal stuff, and anything catches your eye, you could go check on that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of animes that have already out that I need to catch up on. One Piece.
I'm literally on Mal right now.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot.
Yeah, dude. It amazes me. Before, like, I thought there was, like, you know, a couple, but I didn't think the, like, list was this long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I guess, like, people only talk about the mainstream ones.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, that's why they're mainstream, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're big, they're popular, and they're good. Mm-hmm. Well, from almost, you know, almost. I shouldn't say that. Then Brian's going to be like, where's the numbers?
Where's the popularity?
Hey, so Brian, what's up? I showed you numbers for Attack on Titan being more popular than ReZero.
Okay.
All right. You take back what you said then?
I never. What do you mean? I never said it wasn't popular.
No. You kept telling me you can't. I can't call it a fact until I show you numbers. I showed you numbers. Is it a fact?
Oh yeah. Well.
Thank you. That's all I needed here. Thank you guys. That's all. That's all we have for today.
Oh man.
You petty person. You couldn't let it go.
I couldn't. I really couldn't.
Hey, it's Kabaddi, by the way. The game is Kabaddi.
That shit is a fun game. I wouldn't mind playing that shit.
You don't even know what Kabaddi is.
I do. I fucking
Here you go, guys.
In an anime,
someone talking out of their ass like usual.
Calm down. In an anime I watched called the Chio School Road, they play it. Like one of the characters is on the team for their high school. So fuck off. Okay, I know what you're talking about. All right, I just didn't remember the name. It's because the way you, because that doesn't seem like tag to me at all.
Kind of does to me.
Hell no, that doesn't seem like tag to me. So by you saying it's like professional tag, you know, I think of professional tag, ultimate tag.
Mm-hmm.
So leave me the fuck alone, okay? I'm tired of you saying I talk out of my ass.
Even though you do.
I don't talk out of my ass.
Okay. No. A minority of the time.
Well, you know, I shouldn't say that either. Because I do. I do talk out of my ass sometimes, you know. But hey, bro, it's not my fault. I can't remember everything like off the top of my head, you know. Although I'm on Mal right now, like actually like preparing for our first topic. So before we hop into it, Brian, why don't you give us some news?
All right. Well, I mean, we already kind of did use the news earlier. I thought we were going to use that in here. But I guess, I mean, I wasn't ready for my news again.
Come on. Off the top of your head, the most important things. Come on.
All right. Build King got ended today. Fucking a new blue all box right. Is what's all the talk right now.
Yes, sir.
Kaiji's celebrating 25th anniversary of the, I mean, yeah. They said it. Wait. My bad. Celebratory illustration by Nobuyuki Fujimoto to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Kaiji the Gambling series. And 15 million copies sold of Quintessential Quintuplets volumes 1 through 14, including the digital.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot, honestly.
Damn. Kaiji's really good, bro. Big brain. He is the original Big Brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alex actually wanted to talk about something.
Come on, Alex. Yes.
So, I wanted to hear you guys' opinion of sub versus dub in anime. I kind of already figured you guys are more sub, right?
Yeah, for the majority. Probably almost all.
Almost all. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I'd say like the majority is sub for me. There are some dubs that I really do like.
Like which ones?
I'll give you the My Hero one. That was a good dub. Fruits Basket has a good dub too. Well, I'm not gonna say for sure like One Piece because that was a nostalgia type of thing. If I think if I
no,
I think if I was
I think I think One Piece has one of the best dubs.
What are you talking about? The W? The W?
No,
BW or the WB dub?
We're talking Funimation. Funimation's dub.
We're talking 4Kids dub?
Not 4Kids dub.
Hey, Zoro. Dude, I remember
all
that.
All bark and no bite. Woof, woof.
I swear, dude.
Oh, man. That shit was fucking hilarious.
The 4Kids one is funny. I feel like I've seen a few more, but I can't really remember off the top of my head which ones.
For me, the One Piece one, the Funimation, I think that's really good. It has one of my favorite English voice actors, Christopher Sabat.
Oh, Christopher Sabat?
Yeah.
Is it Sabat, you know, Sabat or Sabat?
I don't know. I pronounce Sabat. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Sabat. But, you know, Chris,
yeah.
He voices Zoro. He's also the voice actor of Vegeta, yeah, and All Might. Like, he has, like, trust.
Oh, Sabat's like, also in Fruits Basket, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I know about that. That surprised me.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, dude. Friggin'.
All right. Now I was just wondering, because I know, like one thing, like before I started watching anime, was the whole big thing was like, oh, you gotta watch it in sub, like you can't watch it in dub, like sub, like they have more emotion in their voices and stuff.
I think that's
I agree with that.
I think that's horseshit. I feel like I'm not gonna say all of them. I feel like some of the dubs actually do put a lot of effort
into their
English. Because whoever tells me like, oh, you know, My Hero dub doesn't, I don't think so. I think they do. I feel like they actually do put some emotion into it. I especially feel like Sabat does, because, I mean, after, like, Dragon Ball.
Bro, he's, like, one of the goals, yeah. Bro. Like.
Oh, also, we forgot fucking Dragon Ball Z. I think their dub was really good.
Yeah.
Yep, Dragon Ball Z. Bro, I don't. Yeah, that's, like, I don't want to say it. You know what? Recently, I can't like throw opinions out there because I feel like Brian's gonna be like, "Oh, you can't say that."
No. Depending on which opinions and like,
yeah, like, this okay, is like you were, his opinion.
Yeah, if you were to say like, "Oh, to me, fucking Dragon Ball Z is like probably the greatest fucking dub ever," okay, I'll accept that opinion. But when it kind of comes to like, oh, number like where numbers are a little bit needed, then I'll be like, whoa, you need a little bit more than that.
I guess you just have to be careful on how you word it, Josie.
Oh, I gotta tiptoe around Brian. Sorry, guys.
So like to me, I'll be like, oh, Fruits Basket to me is like the best dub right now.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
But I mean, I don't feel like I gotta say that, you know, like pretty much like you guys know I'm giving my opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
That's the point. Yeah. Okay, well. Dragon Ball Z has to be like, I feel
iconic,
a golden standard. No, like a golden standard of like the quality for like English voice acting,
yeah.
Like the cast and how well they did of a job. I feel like that's probably one of the series where, you know, everyone else looks at and be like, okay, like, you know, like this is a standard. Like we have to be at least here.
Yeah. I know that one issue people were having, because I was looking this up because I was trying to see why is sub so like superior, and I guess one of the reasons was that like dub, they use the same voice actors in a lot of animes.
Oh yeah,
and that's like one issue that I have been noticing too. Like when I watch an anime in dub, that I'll mm-hmm. recognize the voice pretty easily. Like, oh, he's, you know, this person from this anime, and it throws me off for a bit, but then I get used to it as the episodes go by.
Well, I mean, you have something like sub too. Some voice actors in the sub, they're on other shows, and then at first it's like, I'm not gonna lie, you won't notice it at first, but some are like very the same voice. Like sometimes they don't change their voice at all, and you'll be like, oh, that's from, like, if you've seen Fire Force. Well, I don't know if you've seen Fire Force, but Captain Obi, he's Zoro. His voice doesn't really change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, the reason why I'm subbed over dub is because like I really like pay attention to voice acting.
Yeah,
so like there will be times where like I'll recognize like a voice actor, like Like Takahashi Rei? Like she's probably my favorite voice actress. She's the voice actress of Emilia from ReZero, of Megumin from Konosuba,
There's the good voice.
of Sumi from Rent-A-Girlfriend. And you know who else she's gonna voice, bro? Brian? The best friend from Girlfriend, Girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's gonna be the voice actress for
Damn.
her. Like, there's her. There's Then I really like Hanazawa Kana. She's the voice actress of Ichika, of Onodera from Nisekoi, of Mafuyi from Oh damn! Did I just butcher her name? She's what's her name?
From what?
I don't want to butcher her name. I don't want to butcher her name.
From what?
She's from Steins Gate.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen Steins Gate, so I can't really say.
That's crazy in of itself that you haven't seen Steins
Yeah,
Gate.
I've heard like a lot of good things about it. Some of them were like, oh, it's kind of a little confusing.
I don't think it's confusing. I feel like it's pretty straightforward. It's probably my favorite sci-fi. Not my favorite because Bunny Girl is a sci-fi, so my second favorite sci-fi. Do you know what it's about? Or
Going back in time,
you
right?
just heard?
And changing changing his future, some shit like that. That's that much I think I've heard. Like I
Yeah,
know for a fact it was about changing his future, right?
it's pretty much like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
It's just dealing with the butterfly effect.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Shout out to Travis.
Is
Was
that
I
a
wrong?
what?
I think I was wrong. I think she doesn't voice her.
You're
Oh
wrong,
yeah,
I say.
my Yuri. Yeah, my Yuri, my bad. My Yuri, yes.
That's heresy.
The voice actress of my Yuri. And then well, of course I love Nakai Kazuya. You brought it up earlier, Brian, the voice actor of Zoro for the Japanese. He's fucking awesome. And then lately, Miyano Mamoru, Mamoru, yeah, he's the voice actor of the main character of Steins Gate, of Onimaru from Fire Force, and Krollo from Hunter x Hunter. That was last name.
Onimaru.
Benimaru, my bad.
Yeah. I mean,
Damn,
I think I know it.
that sounded aggressive, Brian. It sounded like you were about to be like, yo, get his name right. Put some respect.
Dude,
Better
put some
not butcher
respect
it.
on that. That's like that was like one of the strongest guys.
Captain Benny.
Put some respect on him. No, but I think I know where you made that accent because of Sumo, Hinomaru Sumo.
I'm not sure.
I think it's
Maybe.
because his name I think is Onimaru.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why.
Probably is why. Man, it's all just down to taste, really. 'Cause like
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like
preference.
I really pay attention to voice acting. So where,
Yeah.
and I just you know what it is for me? I think I just like more. There's more Japanese voice actors that I like than English voice actors.
Gotcha.
That's the only thing for me.
I think it just really depends on like the anime and like if they get it right. And if,
I totally agree. Like, I usually, if when I start a new anime, I usually, if it's dubbed, then I'll watch it dubbed first, and then I'll watch it in sub. So, like, I usually watch animes twice, once in
You're
dub and
fucking
once in sub, just to,
insane to me.
No, I do that too.
I
With certain
already do that.
series, like, have you never watched the English Kaguya dub?
No.
Bro, it's amazing. Like, it is really fucking good, Brian. You should check out at least the first episode of
You
Kaguya.
want to know?
Oh no, I was just gonna say at least the first episode of Kaguya, you should watch it in dub. Like it's really
like,
good.
I think one of the original ones too was Naruto for me. I think that one stuck more than the Japanese version.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like Itachi sensei?
Sasuke! That's pretty cool. Naruto.
Oh no, but I was talking about like I think I stopped watching it in English for Shippuden, so never mind. A little bit like less than halfway for Naruto Shippuden in English.
I think I did around pretty much when I caught up to Shippuden, like you know that moment every freaking anime fan gets where you catch up to the English dub and you realize you gotta continue watching it in sub.
Or, yeah. Dude, that was me with Dragon Ball.
Yep. So,
son of a bitch.
I think for me, I caught up to Naruto during the Sasuke Itachi fight. No, actually, that's when I caught up to the sub. I caught up to Naruto Shippuden around in English a little bit after that filler arc. The first filler arc. Right before Asuma dies.
Yeah.
Right there. That's I caught up to there. Watching it in English, and then I think the sub was around Itachi for the Sasuke. And then that's when I made the jump to manga. I think that's the life of a weeb, bro. That's the natural progression. You catch up to the English sub, you catch up to the Japanese, and then you have to go catch up to the manga.
I'm still not there yet.
Well, technically, you are with Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, yeah. That was my first one. It was interesting.
Man.
But is there, like, any animes you guys would never watch in dub?
Huh. In dub.
Do you guys give it a chance? Like, what?
ReZero. Like, I wouldn't watch ReZero in dubbed. No way. No chance.
For real?
For real.
Have you checked it out? Like maybe like an episode or something?
It's just No, I just really like the voice actors in ReZero. Like
okay.
My favorite voice actor is the voice of the main character, Emilia.
Mm-hmm.
The main girl. And I really like the main character's voice. I didn't even talk about him, but he's really good. And they're just like really passionate, so like I can't picture myself like watching it in English. I feel like it'll dilute it.
Hmm.
For me, I think it'd probably be Parasite.
Parasite.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. I can't remember if I watched it in dub or sub, dude, actually. That one only has one season, right?
Yeah, it's a full 25 episodes. It's weird though. I don't know how they fit so many into like 13 volumes. And I think it's like picture for picture, almost picture for picture too.
Wasn't there supposed to be another season? Or kind of ended like it?
No, it finished the whole series.
Oh, it did?
It did
it
really good. Yeah, and it really did it good for like 24 episodes. So I'm not going to give it any shit because I think I'd have to probably reread it to like and then compare it. But I think it did really good.
All right.
Yeah, the manga is like from the 80s to eight late 80s to early 90s.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I think that's like one of my top three or five. I had to really look back on my shit to say is, but I think it would be like in my top five for sure.
Oh, all right. Damn. All right, cool. You guys start off watching sub, right?
No, yeah, I do.
It's always sub. It's always been, majority is sub now.
Well, especially because like we're like up to date with like what's coming out and stuff, so everything always comes out in sub first.
Yeah, true.
Because like there's no way, I don't know, like for example, like My Hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no, I can't use My Hero because they come out at the same time.
Yeah, they simultaneously. What are they doing at this season? They're not behind this season?
I think they're... No, I think it's Simul. Yeah, I think they're on point. Same day, same time.
Yeah.
Like One Piece, like if I was anime only for One Piece, and you tell me I gotta wait like years to continue, like I'm hopping, on board right away. Like there's no chance.
Yeah, and they're bringing back the dub too.
Yeah, it's in Dressrosa right now.
Oh yeah, cause when was it that they said they were gonna bring it back? Like
It
months
are
ago?
it already restarted, I think.
Yeah, no, I remember, but I just don't remember like the timing of when they said they were bringing it back. I think it was sometime last year, right?
It was sometime last year.
Wait, how come they do that though? Like, was it not popular here in the States or something? Like before?
To that, I really don't know
Probably,
why.
maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, and to answer one of the things you said earlier, Alex, about how one of the biggest complaints about the English voice acting is that they reuse a lot of the actors. It's because a big reason that that happens is because of the studios who are dubbing it. So if whatever anime you're watching is from Funimation, that it's really, really likely that you're gonna know the voice actors because Funimation reuses
Reuses.
their voice actors a lot.
Yeah, one that
Yeah.
like one that like sticks out is I don't want to butcher his name, but it's like Bryce Penbrook. He's the one
Bryce.
who voices Eren in AOT, Kirito in SAO, and Meliodas in Seven Deadly Sins, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, like comes out in a lot. It throws me off, especially because they're like the main character of the anime.
Aaron does have a good English voice.
Yeah, I would say his voice acting is pretty good.
Aaron's Japanese voice actor is really good too.
Yeah.
Whoever I don't know who he is off the top of my head, but he's really good. Aaron is well represented.
Totally agree.
I don't
Well.
like elitists. Be like, oh, sub is better. Sub is better. You gotta watch your sub.
Only sub. Nah, dude, you gotta give both a chance.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, because some are like sometimes I think some of those could be better.
No, for
Sometimes.
sure. Like I've seen my fair share of like bad dubs. Like their emotion is not there, and it seems kind of like washed or
Oh,
something.
dude, you gotta see Ghost Stories.
Oh, bro, amazing.
Best
That might honestly be my favorite dub.
the world.
I might unironically like it more than One Piece is. Like, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, so to me, if you would ask me, oh, which dub over sub, I prefer dub for My Hero. Yeah.
Prefer, wait, repeat that?
I'd prefer dub for My Hero over the sub. I'm not gonna lie. This is like my shit. It's probably like a hot take, but that's for me.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Dude, for me, it's Demon Slayer. I like it in dub better than sub.
You know what's funny? They're both done by Funimation.
Oh,
Bro, almost all the bit like I shouldn't say this because Brian's gonna kill me. I think
bro.
that most of the really popular English dubs are from Funimation. You know, you got your One Piece, you got your Dragon Ball Z, your Demon Slayer, your My Hero. What else is done by Funimation?
Fruits basket.
Fruits Basket,
Yeah,
ReZero, like Funimation out here.
you say
Doing
ReZero
big
for
things.
Funimation?
Yeah, isn't it them? I'm pretty sure it's done
No,
by
it's on.
Funimation, isn't it?
No, it's done by Crunchyroll.
The
Oh no, they're
English
probably
dub?
on both. Oh no, never mind, never mind. Never mind. I was thinking about something else. My
I'm
bad.
like the English dub? I don't think Crunchyroll does English dubs, do they?
Not that I know of. Maybe for like anything that they do original.
Oh, them?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, what? What are you talking about, Brian?
No. I messed up. I know like it's 'cause I thought of that has it on their
Oh, on the platform?
Yeah, on their
Oh
platform.
yeah,
I was like,
Re:Zero.
I was thinking that for Re:Zero real quick. I was like, no, my bad. I mistook it.
Yeah, it is on Funimation.
Yeah, it's because I didn't really see it. Because I went to Crunchyroll for mine.
Oh, well, you watched it on Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did too. I don't know, just quick, you know. That's where I watch most of my anime.
You want to talk about One Piece?
Oh, all right. I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say. All right, Brian, now that you've read the chapter, you know, now that you're caught up, I never. All right, I'm just going to get this out of the way. I'm just going to get my little toxicity out of the way. Like, let me just push this agenda up, put this out there, you know, get it out of the way, move on from it, right? I never want to hear these three words in the same sentence ever again. Zoro equal Sanji. Never in my life. Never want to hear it.
Wait, what did you mean? Sanji equals Zoro?
Never want to hear that again in my life. There are levels to this shit, okay? And as much as I love Sanji, he's not anywhere near Zoro. Like, Zoro is up there. Like, he is in the big league. You know, Sanji, you know, he's strong. You know, he's really important to the crew. You know, he's a really, really good character. But when it comes to strengths, he's not up there. You know, he's lacking. You know, there's a reason he's not on the rooftop, bro. Like, he don't got the facilities for that, big man. Like,
You know, I honestly think Sanji's not. He can't even take on Jinbei, and I think Jinbei's the third strongest. Yeah, he's the third strongest on the crew. I think that.
you know what? I can't even debate that. Like, I really like Sanji. Like, really, really do like Sanji, but I can't debate that. Like, I haven't seen anything from Sanji for me to think, wow, you know, he's stronger than Jinbei. Jinbei, like, fought Ace, like, as on equal par for, like, days.
And then he fought Big Mom for like 5 minutes, we'll say.
Bro, he pretty much spit in her face when he, you know, left her crew. He got out of freaking Whole Cake Island alive. Like, he was able to fend off Big Mom and the Big Mom pirates while Luffy and them got away, and he survived. He came back like seemingly like untouched, like unscratched. Like, Sanji ain't doing that.
Yeah, Sanji's not that
So,
strong. He's the fourth strongest.
you know, Sanji wasn't at Marineford, bro. Like, Jinbei took a magma punch through the chest like Ace did, and he survived. Like,
Yeah, but then think about it this though. Jinbei is bigger.
Jinbei is bigger, you know, like Akainu's whole fist went through the entirety of Ace's chest, but like when you look at freaking Jinbei, like Jinbei's has like the feats to have the argument that he's stronger than Sanji.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks, you know, because it's always a monster trio, but you know, like, come on, bro, like we're fighting Yonko now. Like,
What do you yeah, maybe Sanji will get a power up after this? Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Like, I know he has a raid suit and it really like bumped him up, but
But to put him up there, nah. He's still not there.
yeah, bro. Like, look, Zoro has shown these past 2 weeks, like, I love Zoro. Zoro is my favorite character, right? Zoro might be my favorite anime character in general, right? But he blew my expectations. Like, he shocked me. I didn't think he could do what he's been doing these past 2 weeks. Like, first, although for a couple seconds, he stopped the strongest attack in the whole series so far, a full attack from two Yonko. He blocks it for 1 second, however long it was, you know, to give everyone else enough time to get out of there and to have Law like teleport him away. He survives that. Like, the simple fact he survived is amazing enough. He actually blocked it. Then this week, he brings out Ashura exactly 500 chapters after the last time we saw it. It has been exactly 500 chapters since Zoro has last used Ashura. Yes.
500? He did that
on, he did that on purpose, bro. Like, he waited for... I don't know how Oda does it, bro, but 500 chapters later. This is the first time we see it. We see it in, like, post-time skip.
And in a better form. A stronger form.
I don't know if it's a stronger form, but it was a lot. It is definitely stronger. He scarred Kaido, bro. Like, Kaido says it himself. Like, this is only the second time Kaido ever gets scarred in his life. The first time it being Odin. Who Kaido has in his top five. Like, so, Zoro's out here. And look, I haven't seen anybody talk about this. But when Odin cut Kaido, Kaido was in his dragon form. Right? Arguably his weakest form. Because from what we know, for Zoan types, their animal form is the weakest, then it's the human, and then it's their hybrid. Odin got the cut on Kaido in his dragon form. Zoro did it in Kaido's hybrid form. Odin never even pushed Kaido far enough to go into hybrid mode. You know, and Zoro was able to do this. And then we get the confirmation from Kaido that he has conquered Zagi. And then later on, when we see Luffy put two and two together, that you can coat yourself in Conqueror's Haki to make your attack stronger, that means Zoro infused Ashura with Conqueror's Haki. That's how he cut Kaido. Kaido says only a handful of the strongest in the world can do that. And Zoro did it. Luffy's doing it. Luffy's doing it consciously. Because Zoro did it without knowing what the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even know.
When it was brought up to him, he's like, what the hell?
That's like, what exactly, bro. And Luffy's doing this, like, consciously. Like, he's doing it on purpose. On call, bro. It is insane. Since the beginning of the Onigashima raid, I have been saying that people are underestimating the Straw Hats. Like, I seriously think, like, the Straw Hats are up there. Like, they're one of the strongest crews in the verse. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, no, you know, they're, like, downplaying. Like, no, like, look at what the Straw Hats are doing. Like, they are out here, like, fucking... Look at them fighting, Page One and, oh my god, like Ulti, right? When Luffy and Ulti clashed, Ulti tanked a headbutt from Luffy with armament haki, right? Ulti was like tussling with Luffy, and yet Usopp and Nami are going to be the ones to take her out. Like, that's their matchup. They're going up against Page One and Ulti, bro. Like, this is Nami and Usopp. I don't even think arguably, they are the two weakest on the Straw Hat crew. And they're going up against people who can tussle with Luffy. That's impressive. That is impressive. Like, Nami and Jinbei are able to embarrass Big Mom. Like, when they rolled her away, Franky's running over Big Mom's face. Like, this is a Yonko. Like,
disrespect.
They're not scared. Like, they are blatantly disrespecting Yonkos, bro. Like, this is not the first Yonko territory they come in and tear shit up.
Yeah.
Bro, like, the Straw Hats are out here. Chopper is bitch slapping Queen, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, but Queen's never been that strong either.
And you want to know why I feel like we're feeling that? It's because we're looking at what the Straw Hats are doing. We're looking at what the Alliance is doing.
And or it's maybe Kaido not being able to, like, properly see what the powers are. Could be that too. Of, like, how strong they really... Maybe he just, like, thought, oh...
Oh, no, 100%, bro, because Kaido is fucking shook on that rooftop, bro. Big Mom is fucking shook on that rooftop. Like, they cannot believe Luffy and these guys are coming at them like that. Like, bro, I know for a fucking fact, the first time Kaido ate that red rock from Luffy, he got up like, oh shit, these motherfuckers can hit. Like, these shits are hitting different. And, bro, Straw Hats are going all out, bro. And remember how I was telling you, Brian, that I needed you to read these chapters so I can tell you how, like, this affects not just the fight, but the whole story?
Yeah.
Bro, now that we know that you can coat Conqueror's Haki into your attacks, that instantly gives a whole lot more credit to anybody in the series that has Conqueror's Haki. This makes Boa look a lot nicer. This makes Ace look a lot nicer. This makes Doflamingo, Katakuri, all these big names look a lot nicer, bro. Because that means if you're able to master coding yourself in Conqueror's Haki, you're in the top 5, top 10 of the verse, of the whole verse. Kaido said it himself. Kaido, Yonko are the ones that are infusing their attacks with Conqueror's Haki. Every one of the Yonko have Conqueror's Haki. That's why they're Yonko. Like, to be a Yonko, to be a top tier in One Piece, you have to have Conqueror's Haki. You do. You ought. You. It is necessary. And
was it confirmed?
You know what? Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure. I'd be amazed if Blackbeard doesn't have Conqueror's Haki.
I mean, I kind of would / wouldn't, because he's kind of a bitch when it comes to doing the things he does. He waits till like last minute, but you know,
he relies heavy on his devil fruits.
Yeah, but that's, he's a pirate, so you can't say like, oh, he's a bitch. But that is just in the ways of, if you weren't a pirate, that's like a bitch. He's waiting till like last minute shit so he can come in.
On pirate terms, he's not a bitch because, you know, there's no rules. But, you know, story-wise, it's fuck Blackbeard.
Yeah. But he's a good villain like that, though.
Yeah, he is. Oh, no, he's definitely a good villain. But you want to know what's another thing I have not heard anybody say?
Hmm.
We now, it is now confirmed that when Kaido uses Thunder Bagua, it has that black lightning. It's pretty much confirmed now that black lightning is Conqueror's Haki. That means your attack is coded with Conqueror's Haki. Let me ask you this, Brian. Who else have we seen in the series use Thunder Bagua?
Wasn't it Doflamingo?
No. Thunder Bagua. The actual attack, Thunder Bagua. There is one more character that we've seen in Wano use Thunder Bagua. Kaido's attack. That's Kaido's kid, Yamato. We've seen Yamato use Thunder Bagua. That means Yamato has one. That means Yamato has Conqueror's Haki, and two, that means she knows how to coat her attacks with Conqueror's Haki.
Yeah,
that is crazy, dude. I need Yamato up on that rooftop now, because, dude, like, I am shocked at what Oda is giving us.
Fuck,
this also.
Oh, what?
You were saying?
I just can't wait to like see what happens like with the other Yonko. Everything's just like, because if people are this strong that are still standing, like, I want to see what happens with them. I want to see toe to toe. Because right now, I'm not gonna say, like, I feel like Luffy can't fully go toe to toe yet with the Yonko because he's having help.
Well, I mean, I think Luffy knows your concerns, and he answered them at the end of this chapter, because apparently he wants to go 1v1 against Kaido.
Yeah, but that was already hurt, though. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see them both health, like, 100% go toe-to-toe, and then, you know, like, let's see what happens there. You get me?
But I don't know. I disagree with that, because I don't think Kaido's at 100%.
No, that's why.
Kaido literally...
What I'm saying is, let's see if it were to go 100%. If we see Luffy go toe-to-toe, I think Luffy will be able to handle, but I don't know if he'll be able to win if it's like him on his own, one-on-one, 100%. You get me?
I don't know.
I can't say,
I don't
like,
know why. Well, you know,
he's weakened. That's why. That's why I'm saying, like, Luffy could go
probably weakened.
No. Yeah. Luffy has a stupid amount of endurance.
But Kaido is the most, he is the biggest tank in the series. Like, he is, like, we know that as a fact. Like, that's been given to us. We know he is the physically strongest. He's the strongest creature in the world. Like, and it is known, like, that's how tough Kaido's Kaido's skills are. Like, that's why it's, you know, all that information has been given to us. Like, he is, like, yeah, Luffy can take damage, but the only character that I think has more endurance than Kaido in the whole series is Zoro. But, you know, but that's kind of like Zoro's thing, right? And even then, like, Kaido's a Yonko. Like, Kaido's has to be. Like, that's what I'm trying to, like, to get you see. Because if, let's say they're both fully healthy, right? Mm-hmm. We're not ever going to see that.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not. We're not ever going to see that, right? But if you look at Luffy and you see all the damage Luffy's taken throughout the fight, not even there. Luffy took damage going up to the rooftop. Right? And then now he's getting like fucking Thunder Bagwad. He's getting Ragnarok'd. Right? And he's getting back up.
And help. Wait, are you saying back up as in he's getting up or
yeah,
back
he, like,
up?
He,
or...
Yeah, he's getting, yeah, like he's standing back up. Like he's getting back up.
Okay.
And he's getting back up. You know, he's getting assistance from the other four supernova. But if you look at Kaido, you know, Kaido's been getting fucking hit. He's getting been hit by not just Luffy, but by all of them. Kaido, today in the official translation, Kaido told Zoro, you know, I'm going to carry this scar with me. Like, I'm going to carry this injury with me. Like, that, like, Kaido was seriously hurt by Zoro. You know, and Luffy has said it in the past chapters, like, let's, like, keep hitting them. I know for they're human. Our attacks are definitely working. And last week, we see Kaido, he's starting to dodge hits because they're hurting him. They're working. You know, Luffy's been getting help and stuff, but we just saw what he did. Now that he knows you can coat your attacks and conquers Haki. Luffy already mastered Ryo, right? So he knows how to do it. He knows the technique for letting Haki flow into you. Dude, Luffy now has advanced armament. He has advanced conquers. He has advanced observation. He is, from what we've seen, Luffy's the only character that has all of that. Luffy's turning into a Haki master.
What
because is? we have not seen advanced observation from Kaido. We haven't seen advanced armament from Kaido. We've only seen advanced conquerors because we haven't seen him use hardening. Well, you know,
maybe
his
club maybe has it. Maybe I'm not saying.
No, he's infusing it with Conqueror's Haki, but he's not using Ryo.
I mean, well, the only one we could probably say is probably Karakuri. Probably, I'm not saying it's like, oh yeah, maybe he could do it or has some of it. He's maybe missing one.
No, he has Conqueror's Haki, but he doesn't have advanced Conqueror's because he didn't use it against Luffy.
Yeah, that's the only one he probably doesn't have. He has a.
Bro, Katakuri's a beast.
Yeah, and he took on Luffy, but I'm trying to remember what they were both on. I'm trying to remember they're both healthy.
Who, Luffy and Katakuri?
Yeah, they were both healthy, right? When they fought.
When they first started fighting, nah, Luffy had already been gone. Luffy had like taken on the entire Enraged Army, and then he had been starving himself.
No, but he came back to health. Because I remember him breaking when he broke the mirror. He was healthy.
Well, I wouldn't say he was like back to full health because that was the same day. I don't think he recovered from all that fucking shit.
I don't know. But we never know him, Luffy. He's kind of like he's weird when it comes to that.
I don't know.
Remember, he drank the milk and he got his tooth back.
But I don't know, bro. Like. Luffy's showing us that he has the facilities for it. Whether he's gonna do it or not, I don't know, because I personally don't think Law is gonna listen to Luffy and go downstairs. I feel like the very next scene Law's gonna say like, yo, you're not my captain, don't give me orders, right? I feel like Law's just gonna attend to Zoro, like Tazora's wounds up there on the roof and they're going to stay there, I think Law's going to continue giving Luffy support. Because while I fully believe that Luffy has the facilities to take on Kaido 1v1, I don't think he's going to beat him.
No, yeah, I don't think he would beat him. One
not else. Yet. Not yet. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, I feel like Law's going to stay up there, you know. Either that or he's just going to teleport Zoro. Because if Law doesn't heal Zoro up there on the rooftop, what I can see happening is whoever healed the Red Scabbards, I don't, you know, that shadow, we don't know if it was Hiyori or Toki or, you know.
Who it was, yeah.
I feel like that same person's going to heal Zoro.
Hmm.
Because if Law rooms him, I assume he's going to room him into the same room where he took the Red Scabbards. So that person's going to be, you know, nearby and they're going to heal Zoro.
Yeah.
And if that does happen, then I feel like it's most likely going to be Hiyori, you know. Makes sense that Hiyori would be the one to heal Zoro.
I don't know. This just kind of does make you like, it's a game changer, obviously.
Dude, and then, like, this means that all those moments where we thought Zoro was using Conqueror's Haki, that it looked like Zoro was using Conqueror's Haki,
it's most likely going to be.
He that. Was, yeah.
Just subconsciously, he just wasn't aware, maybe. Most mm-hmm. likely.
Because it's not like Zoro doesn't know what Conqueror's Haki is, because on Fishman Island, you know, when Luffy knocked out, like, 50,000 fishmen, Zoro said, like, oh, you know, he would at least have to have that if he wants to be my... Or else he would have to, like, step down from being my captain. Bro. And then this means that I feel like this... Obviously, Shanks is using advanced Conquerors, right? Because from what we know, Shanks is the best Conquerors Haki user.
Yeah. Yeah, because when he fought fucking Whitebeard, and most likely they used it there.
Yep.
They had
well, to. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Shanks was... breaking Whitebeard's ship just walking onto it. Dude. And then you know what else this makes me feel? Because bro, Zoro's doing this shit up against Kaido, right? Yeah. Bro, that just makes Mihawk so much more impressive. Like, I was thinking of Mihawk last week when Zoro was able to like slightly stop Ocean Sovereignty. Right?
Yeah.
Now that he's over here, like, injuring Kaido, you know, and having Kaido shook. Bro, if... I feel like, you know, I feel like Mihawk has Conqueror's Haki, right?
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
You know, now that Zoro has it, I feel like, you know, since Shanks has it, and, you know, there's that parallel between them, you know, that they used to fight daily. Yeah. You know... bro, this is just literally insane because...
Yeah, we just had to... It's kind of hard to tell with everything that's going on. Like, how would it be? We would need to see, like, oh, they're 100% healthy. All this, like, lots of factors to see, like, what we could see. But, I mean, right now, even like this, it still kind of changes the game.
Dude, Luffy's a Yonko, bro. Like... There were some people who didn't believe in Luffy. They're like, oh, Luffy's not a Yonko. You know, he's not up there yet. It's too soon for him. Yo. Come on, bro. Luffy's a Yonko. If Luffy were to, like, claim an island as his territory like he did with Fishman Island, right? Let's say he picks, I don't know, like, Dressrosa or Alabasta or like Skypiea, right? Like, he claims it his territory. I don't see anybody being able to go into his Luffy's territory and walking out. Other than the Yonko.
It wouldn't be a Yonko anymore. Because Yonko is like four, obviously. That's where the Yon comes from.
Well, you know, after this arc, there ain't gonna be four.
It's gonna be changed.
Kaido going down. That's gonna open up a Yonko slot, and ain't no one else taking that slot. No,
it's gonna be two. Maybe if Big Mom goes down too.
I don't think Big Mom's going down yet. That's personally just me. I don't think she's going down this arc. If she does, that would be even more insane. That would mean, you know, like we're seriously in Endgame, because that means there's two Yonkos out. There's only two to go. And one of them being what most people think is the final villain, being Blackbeard. I don't know, bro. Like it's really crazy, because now that we're seeing how high up Zoro and Luffy are, dude, like the end of One Piece is near, like really near. Like I think it's a lot closer than most of us think, and that's a little insane to me.
I don't know. Hasn't Oda said, like, was it the 80% for this arc or 80% overall?
I don't know, bro. Oda just be saying shit. His freaking editors be saying shit
No, but
too.
it's him.
They be coming out.
It's him, not us either. It's him saying, like, I think it's 80% done. So we can't.
Yeah, but Oda's been saying it's 80% done for like years now. I don't know, bro. I don't know, you know, maybe this last time when he said it was 80% done, maybe he did mean it. That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary, but exciting, dude.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's a huge fucking, it's like an open world. So much shit's happening.
I mean, I don't see the story going to that many more islands. I feel like the only other island we have left for sure that they need to go to before Raftel is Elbaf. And
What
you
about
know, if
fighting
we
the
go,
government?
well, that's what I'm saying, like an island they need to get to. You know, that's the only other island before Raftel, like that we know for sure they're going to. That's it. And now, you know, we have shit, the Revolutionary Army's moving. You know, we don't know what happened to Sabo. You know, we don't know what happened to Alabasta, what happened to Vivi.
Yeah, there's like so much shit that we don't know. So that's like, is that gonna be like coming into the, is all that gonna be coming into this last island before Rafto? Or is that gonna be something else? Like that's like what's gonna happen? Like is that the war gonna be like be after, let's say, Elbaf and before Rafto, or gonna be once you're at Rafto or once at Elbaf, or is it gonna be after you? No, it wouldn't make sense. It was like, well, maybe it would make sense if it was after the One Piece, but like at the same time, I don't know how that would play out if it was after the One Piece.
You know what I think? I think they'd be at the same time. I don't know if they're gonna fight at Rafta, but Rafts they need to find out what the One Piece is before the world government goes down. They have to like that. I feel like that's necessary, because I feel like that's what's gonna be like the final straw. Like they're gonna find out how everything is connected. You know, the will of D. The Void Century, what the One Piece is, why Wano was open and connected to the rest of the world, why it closes borders, like what's up with Shirahoshi and the Sea Kings, what's up with like the Noah, like all this stuff is gonna be answered, right? And I feel like that's gonna be like the final thing, because all of that, the world government has their hands on, like. You know, we all know that the world government is what took down the ancient civilization that was on Raftsa. And I don't know, bro. I have no idea what the One Piece is. Well, honestly, I feel like I do. I'm starting to get an idea of what I think the One Piece is. I don't know if you've ever like put thought into it, or if you have a theory.
Maybe it's like a little bit of the history. So I'm gonna like most likely some physical treasure. I feel like the majority would probably have to be like the history and like how some of the things go down. I think that's like that truth, like truths to the world. That's probably gonna be what it could be like.
Well, we know for a fact that it is, because during the Odin flashback, you know, he said that they found all that stuff out. I think the One Piece is just gonna be a final poneglyph. I think like that is the One Piece. It's just a poneglyph, like the final poneglyph, and it's gonna be from Joy Boy, and it's just gonna be like the entire like a story. It's just gonna be a story. That's why Roger called the island Laugh Tale, because the One Piece is gonna be Joy Boy's tale.
Well, there's also going back to the Fishman Island and
Yeah, like it, like in that tale, like Joy Boy's gonna like we're gonna find out what he promised the Mermaid Princess all those years ago. Like we're gonna find out what the ancient weapons are, what they were created for. We're gonna find out all that stuff. Like, but it's all that information is gonna be on a poneglyph, and that's what the One Piece is gonna be. And I don't know what else is gonna be on it that makes everybody laugh when they read it. But I seriously think like the One Piece is the final poneglyph. I don't know if it's gonna be a different color. Maybe it's red like the road poneglyphs. Maybe it's like yellow, I don't know, gold. But I'm pretty confident it's gonna be a
dude,
poneglyph.
just imagine it turns out to be a love thing. It was all for love.
Yeah, like it was all for love. He was in love with the Mermaid
What's the
Princess.
fucking Attack on Titan? It was all for love, dude.
Bro, you wanna know what it
What?
is? It's just an apology letter because he promised to call her and he never did.
Yeah.
That's why everyone was laughing. Everyone was on a goose chase
Yeah.
for fucking absolutely
Oh, talking
nothing.
about Attack on Titan. The fucking final chapter. You want to talk about? Let's talk about that.
Want to talk
Yeah.
about? All right, let's talk about
Alex, you still here?
Alex, you fall asleep?
Course. Nah, I was just trying to process all the information I was getting thrown ahead.
Alex was gone for like 40 minutes.
If Alex like, oh, if only Alex like would read or wasn't like caught up on One Piece, fuck. Dude, that's a thousand.
Yeah,
Dude,
I would
that's a
chime
thousand
in.
chapters, though.
No, I know, I heard. It doesn't have like 1,000 episodes or something
It's
like that, too?
nine
9
hundred
cap there.
and 68, 69.
That is crazy, bro. Is that the longest running like
At
an
the moment, I think
anime?
so.
It's
nah,
Anime.
there's longer.
Which one?
Yeah,
Anime
there's longer.
Like what?
Like for real?
Yeah, like
You could say
what's
Detective Conan, but I don't know about anime.
yeah, case yeah, Detective
I don't
Conan.
know. Anime, I don't know how many episodes. I know manga-wise,
Yeah,
it's
that
the manga is
the
longer.
anime's still going on. The anime for Detective Conan is still
Oh,
going on.
yeah? I'll check this out.
There's this kid anime, right?
He's a detective.
That that's been no, it's not
Oh.
Detective Conan. I know what Detective Conan is.
No, I was explaining it to. I thought you were going to that one. Yeah.
Oh, no. Is this there's this like anime meant for kids, that's like at 2,000 episodes.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah, One Piece is probably like the longest running mainstream one.
How long has it been running
Since
for?
2001, I think. Right? Or 1999?
19 not
Dang.
1999.
Like 22 years?
Are you
That's
sure?
crazy. Yeah, I'm sure it's
So,
1999.
did One Piece get. It was a 1 year thing? Because I know One Piece is like a year older than me.
The
Yeah, that's why
manga.
it's like.
The manga is 1996.
Wait,
No,
let me check. Let
1995,
me check. I'll check
1996.
right now. 1997. So the manga, the One Piece is with 1999. The anime is 99. Yeah.
That is crazy. Fuck. That's amazing though. To keep like audiences like
Let's see.
still like
But that's like
engaged
Dragon
in
Ball
it.
too. Dragon Ball's been like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
Saizan.
yeah.
Saizan. That's the one I was talking about. It's 7,000 plus episodes. Yeah.
7,000?
It's been running since 1969.
I think
What
this.
the fuck?
And it's still
Yeah.
ongoing. That's
All
crazy.
right.
But is it
In
popular?
Japan, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know about here, though.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I've never heard of it. I've heard of One Piece and I've never seen an
Oh, yeah.
episode.
Detective Conan is longer. It's
Manga-wise,
been
but I don't know about anime.
an
Oh, yeah?
anime. It's over It literally has 1,001
What the
episodes.
Fuck? I think. Oh, then it's probably gonna be parted in like Crunchyroll. Then I'm probably then not gonna have all of it.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a Shinchan. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It used to be on Adult Swim.
No.
Crayon Shinchan. It's that's 1,068. Doraemon.
Dan, I'm over here thinking that One Piece was the only one.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. I just checked on Crunchyroll. 914 of Detective Conan. Like not like all the episodes. I just looked, and then 914 came out as a recommended episode.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball only has like what?
You've heard of Doraemon, right?
Yeah, I have. I think they had a recent anime of it.
Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, bro. Like there's a longer One Piece is like at 17.
Yeah.
Like 17th.
Yeah, 17th longest. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the ones on top of it are still running too.
Damn.
The top three are all still running.
That's crazy.
So One Piece ain't ever gonna get past that. Oh, nothing's gonna be Sazae-san, which is at 7,000 plus episodes. That's kind of insane. What makes it more insane is that they're 24-minute episodes.
Yeah,
I think a lifetime to watch them all.
It would take you 37 days. Spoiler warning for Attack on Titan, Chapter 139. Okay, everyone, letting you know right now, spoiler, 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 we're going to talk about how the series ends.
So, predictions from last week. Yeah.
For Attack on Masterclass. Titan? We dropped the masterclass with our Attack on Titan predictions.
I only got like one thing right.
I got everybody turning into human again.
Yeah.
Who was the one who came up with the Titan power leap? Like going away?
Oh, that was me.
There you go. My bad. Yeah. Taking credit where. Credit.
Taking credit, Brian?
Yeah, guys. It was my voice.
I feel like. I think we.
Yeah, dude. And then the bird, dude. The bird.
I told y'all, Eric. People dude, thought I was crazy, bro, but.
I swear. Dude, you would have to post this meme. On the Twitter of the Otaku podcast.
Oh yeah, I'll post it on Twitter
so people would know like what this means.
Everybody listening, follow us on Otaku Outcast Twitter. It is at Outcast Otaku.
Dude, there's a meme that I saw today, and that shit was funny. It's like Aaron, and then a mirror in front of him, and it's the bird. The bird.
But the bird has his hairstyle. I'm looking at it right now.
The bird
now,
has
bro,
that mad bun, bro.
And then he just says, fucking fight, flight.
Oh, dude, I couldn't stop dying, bro. I still look at him laughing.
Bro, shout out to PJ, bro, for having talk to me about the military aspect. Because, yup. That whole, you know, there's nobody that can stand up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, 80% of the world, bro. Last week I had said like 60%. It was 80% of the world population annihilated. That is insane, dude.
And isn't there still like a chance that they could go to war or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't remembering that.
Paradise is preparing for you war. Know, backlash. That's kind of crazy, dude, bro.
It was a really good ending, though. I don't know if like was it short? It was pretty short, wasn't it?
I think it was an average chapter length.
Yeah. Okay. Guess like I don't know why, but to me it felt short.
It felt quick. Like I was going through it fast. Like halfway through the chapter, I was like, oh shit, maybe I should slow down.
maybe I did the same because I think like you had just like texted us in the group chat like all late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chapter dropped. I forgot what I was doing, but I was like, as soon as I saw that text, I went to go look at it.
Usually I'm on Twitter, right? But like, I don't know. I don't know what the, I don't remember what the fuck I was doing that I wasn't on Twitter all day. So like, when I finally like got on, like around 10, I saw that the chapter had dropped. It had dropped like 2 hours ago, and I was freaking. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
It dropped earlier, no?
Yeah,
Than it was
it
supposed
had
to?
nah, well, it was the scan, you know, like that's a fan translations.
Oh, gotcha.
The
Gotcha. Okay.
official chapter and the official English translation dropped 2 days later.
Oh, gotcha.
Dude, it's crazy that it ended.
You
It's
know,
crazy.
yeah.
it is crazy that it ended, man. I
Oh, and we get the
Oh,
love
yeah.
confession from Aaron.
Bro, all right, all right, all right. Let's talk about like, you know, the reactions to the final, because from what I saw on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much everywhere, I say about 60% of people, Brian's gonna
No,
be like,
no,
where are the
no, no.
numbers?
No,
Where are your facts? Where
you're
are you
getting me
getting this info
wrong.
from? Right?
80%.
Oh yeah, I'd say about 80% of fan reaction was
Oh
negative.
yeah, I
I saw
my bad. Go.
I don't know why, bro. I don't know if I'm someone literally I was praising the chapter, right? Like on Twitter. I said that the final chapter was like a 10 out of 10, right? And someone tells me, "Oh, I think we read the wrong chapter 139, bro." I think we did because I don't know what people were
Maybe
upset
Aaron
about.
not coming back? Maybe.
I think just the like happy
Yeah.
ending that people are used to, and they didn't get it with this.
Bro,
Because it was
yeah,
a bittersweet
it is what he
ending,
said.
right?
Like, it's gonna be a bittersweet ending. Like, Aaron's not coming
Yeah.
back. I think that's probably why people were mad.
You know what I saw people
What?
saying about Aaron? They're complaining about Aaron? They were complaining that Aaron wasn't a fucking edge lord. Like that Aaron was like this evil, maniacal person who like just wanted to kill everyone because that was his way. These were the two things they were most upset about. They're upset about fucking Aaron following paths. Like, you know, they're saying that this was his path all along. He was just following it like everybody else. I don't know why people are upset. Like, we literally know this. We've literally known since that was introduced that all Eldians follow a path. Like, all Eldians have their own path. So I don't know why people saw like Aaron was an exception, you know? And then the second thing was that love confession, Alex, that you said. Like, people didn't like that because he looked pathetic, is what people were saying. He's like,
Was it because he was like, I don't want her to be with anyone other than
yeah,
me?
and I don't want to die. I want to be with her. Like, people are making fun of him about that.
Like you guys said, there's always people that are gonna hate on like what's being told and stuff, like the anime and stuff. There's always haters.
But I don't know why. Like, why were people like, literally, last chapter, we knew Eren was in love with Mikasa this whole time. So, like, why is it now a problem? Because of the face he was making? Because he was
Maybe because he
crying?
didn't get
Like,
to be with her. I mean, that could probably be.
I feel like that's what it is.
No.
A lot of people
Like,
like when
yeah,
stuff
like
end in
the
like happy endings, and to be the
being.
main character always like being
Yeah.
on a good position is.
I didn't see any of that actually. You know, and which is crazy because you know how shippers are like really big
Yeah.
on stuff like that?
They didn't even do that?
But I didn't even, well, there were some, you know, like the
Yeah.
shippers, you know. I saw.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, one other thing that did get me upset. I talked to Brian about
Alex
this.
is like kind of gone right now.
Was
Yeah,
he's
they're.
gone? I saw he just muted himself.
No, I just
Oh
muted my
yeah.
mic because the phone is ringing.
How do you call it? Was the whole Emir being in love with King Fritz. That Stockholm syndrome shit. I didn't like that. I didn't like it because there wasn't like any clues or any foreshadowing other than her taking those arrows and dying for him. But even then, like when I first read that, when I first read her like sacrificing herself, it was just like, yo, like what's up? Like why'd she do that? Like that's random. Like did he order her? Like, you know, now we know it was because she was in love with him, but it's like
he wanted to know why.
Yeah, like, because it just doesn't make sense. Like, all he did was be a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit about it. It's not a romance manga to me. So I don't really care about
Brian,
it.
Brian doesn't
I don't
have
care,
a heart.
I don't care about it, her why. I don't really care about that. I don't need to know that.
Brian's like, romance in a non-romance series?
Yeah,
get that shit out.
If it's romance, I'm all up for it. But if it's not, get the fuck out of
here. He's like... Frankly, if I wanted romance, I would go read Rent a Girlfriend.
No. I'd read fucking Kimi ni Todoke, all right? If I wanted romance. No, but like, I mean, when it happens in like shonens, it's all right, I guess. Like, it's gonna happen, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, why'd she fall in love with him? I wanna know every little. No. Like, it happens.
No, it's not. No. Don't get it wrong. The reason why I'm upset that we don't know why we didn't get any of that is because of the explanation between Mikasa and Armin, the conversation they had. Right? No. The conversation between Armin and Eren about how, you know, the curse was broken by Mikasa, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fact... It upsets me because her being in love was the reason why Titans have existed for 2,000 years. If, you know, I want to know why that's the reason Titans were, you know, fucking why we've had this era of Titans for 2,000 years. Why we've had Ymir's curse, because that's what it is, you know, Ymir's curse. Mikasa broke it. Okay, it's cool and all, like, all right, but, like, tell me why. Like, you can't just say, oh, you know, the reason for it was because she was in love with Fritz. Like, out of nowhere, without any, like, prior foreshadowing. That's the only problem I've had. Like, it upset me. Like Brian said, you know, he was cool with it. I'm cool with it, too, but it just left a bad taste in my mouth. Because personally, that's something I've been wondering this entire time. You know, like, how is it that this power came to be? Why is it that the resolution on war, you know, the whole reason why Eldians forgot everything was so that they wouldn't go to war? You know, like, that's a big, you know, mystery, a big plot point, you know? And so we're going to get an answer to it, you know, like, I want the answer to make sense. I want the answer to, like, to be good. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad reason. I just want to know, like, why, like, how that came to be. That's my,
so you're gonna say it's like
problem.
Are you still gonna say it's a 10 out of 10 then, if you're gonna say that's a major plot point that's like missing?
No, because I feel like I'm nitpicking. That's me nitpicking, because it's like you, like, I agree with you, like, I was okay with it, like, I get it, because it's not a romance series, right? So like, why would Isayama like take panels, take pages, you know, to fucking go through her twisted sense of love, right? Like, we already know she's a freak from her kissing, from her smiling while watching Mikasa kiss a severed head. Like, we get it. Like, Ymir's not perfectly fine psychologically. But I just would have wished that we would have seen at least clues to it, right? Like, a bit of breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah. Because then whatever we say is just, you know, a guess. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, because, like, I know for a fact there are going to be people who are nitpicking against it. Like they nitpicked against Eren and shit like that. About, you know, Eren following paths, Eren being in love with Mikasa, him crying, not wanting to die. Like, there are going to be people who are going to nitpick and be like, yo, what the fuck? That feels like an asshole.
They'll probably answer your shit, like, in the epilogues.
Epilogues? Maybe, you know.
I hope so. It's because there's a video like that there might be something. I should have pressed on it to like confirm if it like how true it was. But maybe there might be some more like there might be more chapters to like what's happening with the people, and maybe.
I mean, personally, I don't care if there is, because like I said, like I feel like this is just me nitpicking. Like this is me being like really, really picky and stuff, because like honestly, like they gave me pretty much everything I wanted, right? Except the Titan power is going away and turning them back into humans. So I'm kind of fucked up, and I wanted them to stay Titans and then them having to get killed by everyone else. Like, you know,
The true Edgelord.
because no, it's not that I'm an edgelord, it's because this just makes the last chapter lose a lot of like weight. Because, you know, we saw like John and Connie turn into Titans and stuff, right? We saw Gabby turn into Titan, you know, Annie's family, Reiner's family. We saw all the Eldians turn into Titans, right? That means, you know, like they were dead. You know, I felt sad. Like I almost cried. I legit almost cried. I'm not. I wasn't like crying. Like tears weren't falling, but my eyes got watery because I was like, "Holy shit! Like that's fucked. Like they deserved
But
a
I
happy ending." You know, like poor Falco, right?
don't think it's ever been confirmed, like, oh, you know, you can't turn him back. I don't think it's ever was really confirmed. The only thing that we knew is that you had to kill him.
Well, I'm not saying it's bullshit. You know, that's not what I'm
No,
saying.
I'm
I'm
not
just
saying that
saying
you're
it.
saying it's bullshit. It's just I don't think it's ever been
No.
confirmed. Like, oh, you can't turn him back.
It wasn't confirmed. We didn't know that for a fact. We had an idea because, or else, why else would Connie's mom stay alive this whole time? You know, if that wasn't going to lead to anywhere, because that's kind of like a big part of like Connie's character. But I don't know, dude. That's not a problem with this chapter. That just makes last chapter a bit of like just fucking clickbait. If that makes sense, right? Because I'm just like, oh shit, that's sad. You know, like they're dead, but like, ah, JK, happy
Well, not
ending,
really a happy ending,
everyone.
but happy ending for them, but not overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, not overall. But it's just a happy ending for everyone who's not
Pretty
a main
much.
character.
Yeah, we got
You know,
Mikasa.
only the main characters got a happy ending. Everyone else, fuck you, you're dead.
What are you talking about? Mikasa didn't really get a happy ending. She killed the one she loved. Then we got
Yeah.
Armin seeing his best friend die, and then him actually telling him the truth. More or less.
But com
Death?
compared
Yes.
to like what could have happened, compared to what could have happened, like what would I see that as a happy ending to everybody, ex to all the main characters that are still alive, except Eren and Mikasa. That's a happy ending for everyone else that's still alive. That's a happy
Bitters
ending.
it's the bittersweet. It's the bittersweet. Yeah, it's happy. It's just
Yeah.
other things that are playing with it too. So yeah, I can see what's the bittersweet.
It's just, you know, like it's bittersweet because our main character is dead, right? And our main character did a really fucked up thing. Like
Killed 80% of the
he killed 80% of the world just so his best friends
can seem like the heroes.
can seem like heroes. You know, like, oh, Eren, you're a really good friend, bro, but you're kind of fucked.
GG fam.
Like the weirdest thing of the whole chapter to me was like when Armin said, "Oh, thanks for being a mass murderer, bro." I was like, "What?" That's kind of wild, bro.
Was like pointing at him, you got it, buddy, buddy. I got you for this anytime.
Anytime. You did the
You do the same for me. Well, actually, you know, I feel like maybe Armin would have. Because remember, he was crying when Yelena said that they wanted to euthanize everyone and kill off all the fucking Eldians? Armin was kind of fucking
He
with
was
that
down with
plan,
it.
yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Like, all right, sounds good. Let's make it happen.
Armin's like, I'm winning. I gotta live a long, happy
Fuck
life. Fuck
everybody. I want to live. I don't know. I mean, the complaint about him being not being a Legend, I don't know. It just makes his character like really good, well thought out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it makes it his character way better because he was
Yeah.
good the whole time.
Well,
Well, Good.
What's your definition of
Well,
good?
he was on the good side the
He
whole
was on the
time.
side of trying to get his friends to, trying to make the, yeah,
Trying to freeze people.
trying to freeze people and make their names better. Clear their names.
I don't
At the
know.
expense of
Yeah.
everyone else.
That's crazy, bro. I don't think I could do that, bro. I would not be able to kill 80% of the whole human population. Not even the human population, just everything. He killed everything, dude. 80% of the world is dead. Like all
Oh,
those,
like stomped on and everything, huh?
like all the penguins are gone, bro. Like
Hey, GG to the other birds. The only bird that survived was him.
Bro, like this is the fish's planet now, bro. Only the fish are left, bro. Cause we saw that the colossal titans could swim, so they weren't like walking on the sea floor.
Yeah.
Bro, y'all think the birds were like watching, like, holy shit, bro.
What's
What's
going
going on down there?
on?
What's all that steam?
They're like, fuck, Aaron's at it again, dude.
Well, no,
Oh,
technically
yeah.
they are
It's
Aaron,
like
bro.
I'm at it again.
Got a bird's eye view
Like,
of what he
damn, bro.
was
Like, I did all that?
doing. This chapter was crazy. Just it was a good chapter.
Yeah, it was.
That's
And then that bird at the
that
end. That bird wrapping the scarf.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm so happy that that was like actually Eren, because that's an Isayama master class right there. Since chapter one, bro, the bird was always there. It was oh again, bro, it
Hey,
was
when you
always
think about
Eren.
it, hey, you know, when you think about it, you know how freedom like was the big thing about there? Oh, yeah,
As
free
free
as a
as a
bird. There
bird,
you go.
baby.
I was thinking of that. The birds are like birds are always seen as like the freest animals. So I
Hey, bro, they're one of the only things
yeah.
that survives.
It just turns out he wanted to be a bird the whole time.
he said re
He went through all that just to become a
he
bird.
said reject humanity, return to bird.
Flight, flight.
Fight, flight.
Dude, I swear. Hey, whenever someone asks me, hey, what's the story about? It's
Ah.
about a dude wanting to be a bird.
What was that book series called? Like
Animorphs?
Animorphs or Animorphs? Bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Man, I liked it. I Attack on Titan is the best completed series I've ever read. I It's definitely better than Game of Thrones season 8.
Yeah, that was a good chapter.
It was a good
Was,
chapter, dude. And it was a
it was a
good
good way
series
to end it
overall,
too.
bro. Oh, you want to know what's the only other negative I see? Yo, what the fuck was the whole deal with Historia's kid? That like came up to nothing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for real?
We didn't get confirmation if
Nah, I
that was
doubt
Eren's
it.
kid
If
or
he
not.
loved Mikasa, I doubt he would go fucking do something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I
Yeah.
guess that's
But then
squashed.
whose kid is
Well,
that
I
then?
saw that on Twitter. I saw a lot of people be like, ah, fuck, I'm that ship.
Nah, dude.
They're like, ah, Historia, Eren Shipper
Nah,
is
dude,
eating
it
shit.
was it was it's that trope of you kissed me on my hand, you got me pregnant.
Damn, bro, that's crazy, bro. Historia wanted it, and Eren said no. Damn,
Yeah, I
bro.
mean, he had a queen.
That's
Crazy.
crazy.
Crazy, crazy. What? I was gonna say, well, technically, isn't like Mikasa royalty too? She's like a shogun's descendant, but that country don't exist anymore, so that'd be kind of hard.
Yeah. I think this is a good way to end it. All
I
right.
think
Think
so
so
too.
too. I can't wait for to see it animated though.
That'd be
was it like next year.
Oh, amazing, dude, put that picture in the thumbnail.
Yeah, I am. I was gonna do it anyway.
I was gonna suggest that.
Oh, all right.
Oh man, oh, I love God. That. I love that. I love that meme, bro.
So flight. Bro, oh my God.
All right. Well,
I think this is a good stop, a good place to end, guys.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much for. Oh, wait. Before we leave, we hit a milestone today. You know, 100 listens.
Oh yeah.
We reached our first 100 listens on Otaku Outcast. Thank you, everyone who listens to our podcast. You know, it means a lot. This is just the first step of many. You know, aiming for 1,000 listens next. Let's hope we get there, you know. Remember to follow us on Twitter, the official Outcast at Outcast Otaku, you know. If there's ever going to be any updates, whether, you know, last minute news, any last minute postponements for the episode because something happens, you know, you'll be able to find out on Twitter. So make sure to go follow us. And yeah, you know, very good. I think this was a good episode. You know, nice talking to you, boys.
See you guys next week.
A pleasure.
All right, see you guys next week, everybody.